For Andrew Marlin, the genesis of Mandolin Orange's third CD, This Side of Jordan, evolved from a near tragic incident in his own life back in 2011 that occurred around the release of the duo's second CD.
What happened, I was down on this dam, which is right down the road from where we live, you know, just hanging out, sitting in a river, popular swimming spot, but it was a little early in the morning, and I just got a little too close, and I fell over the dam, and luckily I just broke my pelvis, but it was kind of an eye-opening experience, you know what I mean? It could have gone so many ways, and I think it definitely had a huge impact on this record, just kind of opening up my eyes to, like, their mortality and how crazy just little instances like that can go. You know, it could go one way or the other so fast.
But while Andrew says that accident definitely affected the production of This Side of Jordan, the spiritual aspect that runs throughout the disc may have come out anyway, given the style of music that he and partner Emily France partake in.
I grew up in the church. My mom, you know, she always played for the church when I was growing up, and so I think that those themes and a lot of the terminology that you would hear in those old tunes, you know, were always present. But, you know, also, I mean, all those same things also run through, like, old-time music and traditional songs, which is what, you know, we listen to a lot and sometimes try to emulate in our writing.
There's no time this side of Jordan. There's no light that I can see. I went down. Figured I'd just have a peek.
And the writing appears to be the thing with Mandolin Orange. While both are good instrumentalists, there's nothing of the hot-picking nature that you might find in acoustic music, more so in bluegrass, less so in old time. Their instrumental style tends to draw attention not so much to musical prowess as it does to lyrical content.
They're pretty low-key tunes, you know, with pretty melody, so we try and kind of stick to that, you know, stick to the same aesthetic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way we approach the songs when we're arranging them is just trying to make them try and complement the song itself, the melody and the lyrics as much as possible. And, you know, we love to jam and play bluegrass and old time and sort of go for it a little more on our instruments, but it doesn't feel like that's what needs to happen on these songs, so we kind of hold back a little more.
But now some amazing sounds of hallelujah, dream about a mansion of gold. But to each be true, and to each be known. My dreams all are resting on a house of stone. A house of stone.
Andrew acts as the duo's chief songwriter, with Emily heavily involved in arrangements and sometimes just as a sounding board. She says her opinion isn't a be-all and end-all in Andrew's process, but at the same time,
I usually try and softly put my opinion out there and then let him draw his own and hope that it is the same as mine.
Still, the songs are mostly Andrew and more often drawing from his own experience. The somber tone of the disc might draw from his sense of mortality that arose from his 2011 accident. That in turn prompted some highly personal songs, the most personal perhaps being Turtle Dove and the Crow.
Turtle Dove and the Crow is a song where I'm just talking about my dad and him going to go see my mom on the other side of Jordan. You know, my mom died when I was 18, and so it's, you know, dealing with that hardship alongside of my dad and watching his progression as he kind of went down, and now he's coming out on the other side of it.
We shared a line that's in stone between 2 years. Pack my grave someday and go see her. Gonna climb that ladder, Jacob, won't you hold the door? Just gotta drop me a line this side of Jordan.
But all the songs aren't first-person narratives. Andrew tried something on This Side of Jordan he never experimented with before, a song not of his own experience or purely from imagination, but drawn from the experience of others and trying to make it his own.
And when I wrote that song, there was a time about kind of drew from my friend's experience with his divorce. And so obviously a lot of that's going to be left up to the imagination, you know, because I mean, I can only imagine a lot of the things he's going through, but I can only go on what he's telling me. And definitely inspired me to write that tune. But I think most of that is just kind of drawn from, you know, how would I feel during that? And, you know, what would be some of the things that might run through my mind?
If I showed up to your wedding wearing black and blue and red, wouldn't it seem fitting? 'Cause I'm as bruised and angry as I've ever been.
But while the bulk of this side of Jordan is highly personal songs that seem to preclude anyone else giving proper voice to them, Andrew did co-write one song which absolutely begs for other singers to take it up.
That was one that I wrote with a friend of mine, Dave Hutchison. We were driving back from Asheville and decided just to try and stay awake, we were going to start writing a tune. He's a really great songwriter. And so we put our heads together to just write, you know, a standard old country waltz. And that's what that one came out to be. Went into it with the intention we wanted to write a song about whiskey, and we wanted to write a waltz. And so Waltz About Whiskey was born.
So won't someone dance with me to a waltz about whiskey and turn sad songs to lullabies? Well, I don't need much or nothing except for all your loving and a waltz. Whiskey on ice.
To my own ear, it's a song tailor-made for Merle Haggard. But while standing out among the highly personal songs that make up this side of Jordan, its writing did include one bow toward that sense of mortality that influences the disc.
Well, we weren't drinking whiskey, so, you know, that was one thing helping us stay awake.
One quarter should do. Number 832. A little truth from the jukebox to make it all right. And as the blues sets in, I'm getting high again to a waltz about whiskey on ice.
Andrew Marlin and Emily France make up the duo Mandolin Orange, based out of Carborough. Their new CD, This Side of Jordan, is available on Yep Rock Records. I'm George Olson.
Sad songs to lullaby. Much or nothing, except for all your loving, and a waltz about whiskey on ice. Whiskey.